Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
A snarl in the woods. Ancient forest spirits nip at his heels. He can outrun a force of nature on foot. He needs an instant power machine built for the wild. The only escape is in the Toyota BZ Woodland. Off-road handling, all-electric power. Leave evil in the dust. John Cho stars in Camping. Face the wild. Test drive Toyota's new all-electric family at your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to that UFO podcast. Breaking news. Wasn't expecting to do this one today, not going to lie. I had no inside knowledge, and just last night had spoken to Jeremy Corbell, and even he wasn't sure if these were coming today. And just before I start, I do recommend you go and check out my interview with Jeremy Corbell, dropped on all audio feeds. It'll be on the YouTube feeds today. I was in the middle of fixing the Corbell video stuff and this dropped. So it's a really interesting time. It's a really interesting accompanying piece now to this being dropped. Jeremy Corbell last night with me, we spoke a lot about the context of these drops, how he is involved in George Knapp, how they aren't involved, and actually how these drops are or are not coordinated. And I think folks are going to be really interested to see and hear that. If you're watching on YouTube Live, thank you very much. Like I say, I've thrown this together really quickly. I have been smashing through these files. And if you're listening back, then thank you for checking out the podcast. Trying to juggle a lot of different things right now. And of course, tonight, I'm also in the middle of preparing for my Richard Dolan interview. So I've got Richard Dolan joining me later on today. But listen, anyway, breaking news. Release 3 of the UFO files. So war.gov/UFO has dropped their third release of files. Now, I was saying for quite a while that I felt release 3 was going to give us a real strong direction of where this was all going. And for me, it has. And it's not necessarily positive, but I don't think that's going to surprise a lot of folks. If you're in the chat, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this. But given what was said in Capitol Hill with Grushenko and the UEP caucus, given the noises coming from Dylan Borland, Matthew Brown, Jeremy Corbell and others, these drops for most have been pretty underwhelming in terms of what's actually coming out and what's expected to be released. What I'm going to do first off, folks, I've got a few different windows open across a few different systems here. There were 6 videos released as part of this new drop, and I'm going to use the word videos pretty loosely and you'll see why. There were 3 NASA audio files once again released. These were kind of debriefs. One of them is like 90 minutes long. One of them is a couple of minutes long. Nothing particularly fascinating again within those. And then there's a whole batch of files being released too, which I've managed to summarize early on having a look through as well. But there are 6 videos. So let me go through those first with you folks. So again, if you're on the audio, I'll describe briefly what we're seeing. And if you're on the YouTube, you're going to get to see those on screen too, but I'm not going to play the full video, so some of them are a little bit longer, and I'll give you the description too from the website. So first video, and no folks, that is not a black screen I'm playing, if you're wondering right now. There is indeed a video that's going to appear on there. So this first one, as you will be able to see in just a moment, is a triangular object, allegedly. This is from November 2021, and you'll just see at the bottom of the screen there, November 2021, an object going around. It was 5 a.m. local time in Northeast United States. Eyewitness observed a bright light source near the horizon, estimated distance of 2,000 feet. Actually, see, even on the YouTube, you can barely see the actual object itself, but it hovers around the bottom of the video there. And then flies off. It's really difficult to make out much at all on the screen. But the light source initially appeared as a single intense luminous object before resolving into multiple lights exhibiting erratic rotational motion relative to one another. The object then slowly moved laterally from left to right during the encounter. The eyewitness captured a video with a handheld iPhone 12 Pro, resulting in unintended camera movement. Location was well known to the witness, and it was a sparsely populated area. So this was taken the 1st of November in 2021. The FBI assessed the individual who reported it as highly credible. Now, the video isn't the greatest when it's coming up there, folks. For me, that the most interesting thing is right near the beginning of the video. You kind of see the lights. It looks like a triangular object or formation. It's really, really small against a massive dark background, and that's the problem with any of these videos. And hi to the folks jumping in now. You're not late. It's only a couple of minutes gone. Yeah, but for me, unfortunately, that was the best of the videos, because really it seems to be a focus and concentration on orbs on this one. So the next one I'm going to play for you folks, okay? I'll take that one off, is just making sure these queue up correctly. So this is a video, and for those on the listening platforms, it's of two lights, call them orbs, call them lanterns, whatever you want to call them. This is from July 2025. Looks like a normal type of neighborhood. Two lights being filmed. They're kind of parallel to each other going across the screen behind some trees and bushes. Approximately 9 o'clock at night, local time in northeastern US. Eyewitness observed intense bright light in their backyard as they parked their car upon returning home from work. The light was hovering, they said, 25 feet approximately off the ground. It looks much higher than that. Below a tree line near the centre of the backyard at a distance of 90 feet. The eyewitness exited their vehicle briefly before retrieving their phone to record the event. The spouse of the eyewitness came outside to assess. The spouse also witnessed the lights, describing it as a brilliant red sphere, 1 metre in diameter, the size of a basketball, white plasma. And I think given the Grush situation recently with the sentient plasma life, it's going to be all the rage just now, isn't it? These were captured with an iPhone 14 Pro Max. No, I am not being sponsored by iPhone for this particular broadcast, folks. Wish I was. But yeah, two lights moving slowly across the sky. For me, folks, on this one, like I don't see that these couldn't just be lanterns going across the sky. Perhaps they are two slow-moving orbs. Again, this was an FBI document, so I don't know too much else to say on that one particularly. People's thoughts on that, again, people saying could be Chinese lanterns, could be spheres, perhaps. Pretty difficult to work out that one. This one, I thought initially it was a little more interesting than perhaps it even is, okay? So at a glance, I saw this video and it looked like to me it was being filmed from up really high, like in the sky above the clouds, like an aircraft flying along, and it was filming something in the distance. Now, that's not the case. Now, it does to me look like an aircraft above the clouds, okay? So I'm going to read you what this one says. Again, this was FBI. October 2024, approximately 18:51 local time, northeastern US, an eyewitness observed a light source below the horizon hovering above a pond at an estimated distance of 2,700 feet. The luminous object resembled a plasma-like sphere, intermittently changing shape and luminosity. At times, the primary light source appeared to separate into smaller luminous points. A luminous point below the primary source hovered just above the water and did not appear consistent with the surface reflection. The object remained generally stationary for 45 minutes before disappearing. No sound was heard from the object. It was filmed by a private citizen with an iPhone, subsequently analysed and authenticated by the US government. Citizen's identity has been kept secret just for privacy reasons. Again, it was a really difficult video, and I'm pretty disappointed that these are home video type efforts that people have filmed and released. Wonderful. I'd love to see these online with metadata and things like that. But when I've got government drops coming, and this is just for me, folks, I'd love to know what other people think on this. But when I've got war.gov, you know, set up by order from the United States of America's president, with the Department of War head honcho, Hegseth, setting this up, I don't want home videos being released. Not when they're like this. I want stuff from the military, from the Navy, from the Air Force. Again, if you listen to my interview that's literally just dropped today with Jeremy Corbell, you will hear perhaps why we are not getting a lot of that stuff, but why we should get a lot of that stuff. So yeah, really, really odd one for that. Next up, folks, there is Orb on Rotation. This video I don't think will look too wonderful on the old on the screen, but it's, again, big black background, two orbs, lights, points of light, whatever they are, in the middle of the screen. I'll read you the definition from this one. So this was March 2022, approximately 20 past 7 local time. Eyewitness observed two bright red luminous light sources hovering near the horizon, estimated distance 2,500 feet. Both luminous, remained stationary throughout the encounter. The lower light source appeared to rotate slowly, really difficult to see again with the camera, moving from an apparent 6 o'clock position to apparently round about the 9 o'clock. So, filmed again on an iPhone 12. iPhone 12s and 14s popular with the UFO crowd, it seems. And yeah, again, this was released from the FBI. So what was really interesting, so there's four videos I've shown you, okay? Out of 10, what, two out of 10, maybe the Triangle Wonders one's a little bit better, and even then it's just a small section of it. There's a couple of videos on here which are recreations, which I thought was really odd to see included. So let me add the first one in, okay? And you'll see on screen, I thought, wow, this looks amazing quality and that object's moving really strangely. But these are digital recreations, artistic interpretations of reports near sensitive national security site in the United States over a period of 2 days in October 2023, based on first-hand descriptions provided by federal law enforcement. Now, this one is labeled Department of War, not FBI. On screen, you can see that kind of mountainous terrain in the background. I'm guessing that's just generic. But across the screen, you can see a bigger light. I'm colorblind, so I'm going to presume that's like orange or yellow, and it pulses over the screen as it moves. There are some smaller red dots behind it that seem almost stop motion-y in terms, and those move off to the right. I don't know. And a few folks joining, yes, this is a brand new drop. This is release 3 that's just come out today. I don't know why this one came out. And again, I can't emphasize enough, go and check out that interview with Jeremy Corbell, and we get into some of the reasons this is the kind of stuff that has been coming out. And then the final of the 6 videos, again, is an artistic representation, digital representation. It was a sensitive national security site. Again, anomalous phenomena, orbs, labeled DOW, really quick, really short. I don't know what else to say on those. So from a video perspective, folks, really disappointing this time. Honestly, if you don't go and check out the 6, you're not really missing out. You'll probably see them online and tagged. I'll release a little clip of some of them, of the main bits. But of the 3 drops, I kind of worried and suspected that this would be a direct, an idea of where this is going. Like,
looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Corbell said to me, like, they aren't entirely sure how this is going down. There is a process, there is a bureaucratic process going on, but this is poor. Like, and for me, am I looking forward to release 4 now? No, not really. I'll cover it, but that's just to make sure people know what's going on. Really, really disappointing in terms of 4 videos and 2 digital recreations. So I think with this one, perhaps what might be a little bit more interesting is I'll just summarize for you the files that dropped. So again, we get the video drop of the 6 videos and the 3 NASA audios, which are conference recreations, and not recreations, but conference briefings and things like that. No smoking gun stuff in there. And then we've got the files. So a lot to get into with the files, and I'll try and summarize these as very best I can. There's a lot in the files. So we've got FBI, Arrow is all over them. When you download the batch, it actually comes up Arrow and a couple of numbers alongside it. So clearly Arrow, as we know, is now playing a big part in this. Department of War, CIA, NASA, and some wider government correspondence as part of that too. The headline here isn't the old NASA files or the paperwork. The standout material from it is probably some of the more modern case files. Remember going back to release one, it was all stuff that largely went back quite a ways. We had clippings and magazine clippings from the 50s and 60s and 70s. So some of the more modern stuff here is pretty interesting, and I'll read a few that kind of jump out initially. There does seem to be a big focus on this stuff on orbs. So whether someone got keyword happy, then I don't particularly know. Someone's making a comment, GJS, Jeremy Corbell has better evidence than this. He should release it. Again, I'm not hyping up. Go and listen to my interview with Corbell, because I think he's cleared up a few things around what he does and doesn't have. For example, I don't think I'm wrong in assuming this. I asked Jeremy what his role was in bringing the 46 videos to Congress. There seemed to be a lot of chatter that Corbell and Knapp were the ones that provided those 46 videos, that they came from his laptop at the end of Sleeping Dog. He says that's not the case. They have provided nothing. What they have given is how to get the videos. So again, I think hopefully the interview I've done with Corbell clears up a lot of misconceptions around their parts and things. But yeah, I won't go into too much more on that. Please check out my interview with Jeremy Corbell. I think it's pretty good. So yeah. The main file, if you want to check those up, is DOW UAP DO77, Unresolved Case Analysis Update, Western United States. So this covers a reported incident near a sensitive national security site in the Western US. According to the file, multiple federal law enforcement special agents reported seeing unusual phenomena over a period of 2 days. Now, the core description is orange mother orbs appearing and releasing smaller red orbs. I'd be terrible as an orb witness because, again, being colorblind, I'd be shockingly bad at telling you what color they were. These red lights were reportedly seen moving away from the larger object, sometimes in coordinated formations. And I'm presuming those videos that I played before, these recreations, that's kind of what we're getting at here from those files. There was also DOW UAP D080. It's probably another strong account from the Western US. The witness describes a bright orb-like light that grew larger and then expelled 3 or 4 red lights. Those red lights repeatedly or reportedly accelerated instantly and moved into a smooth, coordinated horizontal formation. The witness said the behavior looked like a mix of mechanical deployment and biological division. So really interesting. It seems that one object mechanically is releasing the orbs, or an orb, and then those orbs biologically divide. So that's an interesting take and way to look at it. Just before I go on, folks, I'm going to do that annoying YouTube thing. Please leave a like on the video, leave a comment. It makes a big difference, not just in the chat, but on the main video. I would really appreciate it. I've jumped away from what I was doing to get on here and do this. So if you could, please leave a thumbs up. It would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Thank you. Some more stuff, file name 08. The witness also in that second one, said the behavior looked like mechanical deployment, biological division. They also say a portal comparison felt oddly applicable, although they're careful not to say or claim that's what exactly it was. A third file labeled D081 describes a large orange orb around dusk moving across the sky, alternates between orange and clear or translucent at about 45 degrees elevation, reportedly rises, releases 3 smaller red orbs, which move south in a straight line. The witness heard no sound, saw no orbs. Again, another one, around 7 o'clock at night, witness saw large orange light appear to hover, suspend near a ridgeline. Larger orb releases stuff. So yeah, big orb focus on this one, folks. And for me, I'd be really, really interested in seeing how this stuff has gone through, how they've chosen this third release of files, and how they've decided this is the stuff that we're going to get. What does harden my resolve with this? And I get anyone who says about fatigue or this has really pissed them off, that this is what we're getting from the government. This is not the stuff that Burleson and Burchett and Grush and others think we should be getting, say we should be getting, or know we should be getting. There's reasons for this. And it is pushback, and I think folks need to do their best to try and fight this, to be honest, and not just accept that, okay, we'll take our dinner and we'll like it, that there is better footage out there, there is so much better, and there is more to potentially come, especially with Grush and that, saying that kind of recently as well. There is another report, a major case talked about in Colorado Springs, Cheyenne Mountain. So this is spread across multiple files, FBI, UAP, 001, 002, 003, and ICA D001, for those of you who want to go and look those up specifically. So it's an FBI interview record taken in 2025 about a sighting near Fort Carson in Cheyenne Mountain in February 2022. Former Army intelligence officer and four others reportedly saw a matte white or off-white object hovering motionless over a saddle in the Cheyenne Mountain. The object was described as non-metallic, oval, or bean-shaped. It made no sound. Perhaps this is a tic-tac, I don't know, but it definitely sounds like it had like a dip to it, certainly a different eyes. And again, folks, I've got Richard Dolan on with me tonight, and I'll be diving into all of this with him too, just the reporting, the circular nature of it, and where things are going. It made no sound, had a curved indentation underneath it, and it was covered in intersecting lines or ridges, forming an abstract polygon pattern. So that's pretty interesting. They watched it for 3 to 5 minutes. None of them had a phone on them. They briefly looked away to decide who would go and get a phone to record it. When they looked back, the object had vanished. There's additional information on that too, including a forensic sketch interview for the same case. The witnesses described the object as potato-shaped, creamy or whitish, opalescent, slightly translucent and shimmering. The surface was described as being made up of irregular fish scale-like panels. These panels reportedly shifted in slow waves while the object itself remained stationary. The witness said the object cloaked in the time it took them to turn their head. I can see a whole slew of potato memes coming up now. Again, folks, if you're a fan of potatoes, hit that like button. If you're not a fan, also hit the like button and leave a comment as to why. Doing my best there, folks. And of course, there's another follow-up. Digital renderings come into it as well, saying it's important because it gives the attempted official explanation here. This was from file ICUAP D001. The assessment says the object may have been backscattering of sunlight from snow-covered ground illuminating low-level cloud. But the key detail is this assessment is low in confidence. That does sound pretty. That sounds very Men in Black swamp gas reflecting off of Venus at this point, doesn't it? The file notes uncertainty around the witness's field of view, the amount of snow cover, cloud cover, and exact elevation. So it's given us both sides of this. We've got multiple witnesses explaining an object that they're giving quite a lot of detail of. And then you've got an official explanation attempt to say, oh, it could have been a wrong angle they were at, and it could have been the mountains and sunlight bouncing off. That, for 3 to 5 minutes, not a glance, but 3 to 5 minutes staring at sunlight, sounds really suspicious and fishy to me. And then there's also file FBI UAP D004, documents FBI contact 2024, with a witness reporting repeated observations of unknown objects or plasma orbs near their residence. The witness said the observations dated back to November 2021. They describe objects near the property, near trees, close to the ground, near water, and sometimes as close as 200 yards from home. So an interview with the witnesses described the first sighting in 2021. They saw lights outside a back window at 5 a.m. At first, they thought someone was in the yard with a flashlight. Then they saw a singular light that split into two or three, forming a triangular pattern with a center light. Again, this is this idea of it being orbs, but they form a triangle. These then split up. Who knows on that one? It's pretty interesting. There's a lot of files like this on there too, folks, that I'm not going to go into because bigger pardon, this becomes me just talking about the same type of sighting. And this is what's repeated throughout this file drop altogether. So very much Orb Central population us right now on this. There's multiple CIA files too, with various different debriefs and whatnot. Early US Air Force analysis too, but they are being particularly obfuscative when it comes to this subject, as we know. I think the US Navy is about the only organization right now that seems to be cooperating in any meaningful way across this topic. There's some NASA files in there too, folks. Again, nothing that we've not seen or heard in previous drops or generally hear or see with NASA. Again, it's very much spurious sightings or interesting sightings, but we don't get anything more than what we have already publicly. And there's a lot of files, again, within here that are not worth spending your time on, too. There are poor scans with interesting titles, but some of the context not even really readable across it. There are files that are 3 pages long, where the first and third page are almost entirely redactions, and then some information within them, too. And those are some of the ones I've tried to summarise for you to save you jumping through all of that yourself. There's some stuff on the Soviet weapons testing, combating fatigue in crew members and aviation psychology, geopolitical security cables that are nothing really to do with UFOs, and various different things like that. So listen, for me, folks, on that, I'm going to start wrapping up there. Release 3 for me has told us that they are not taking this seriously. And like we were told on the stairs of the Capitol, unless Trump is going to sign an executive order really pushing forward whistleblower protections, really intense whistleblower protections, allowing whistleblowers to come and speak without harm by violating NDAs that perhaps are even unlawful in the first place, then these drops are just going to continue like this. I would agree this is poor. This is the worst yet. This is a pretty much a non-event. Unless there's some real smoking gun stuff in there, I think we learned a lot more from Grush and the release of the file he mentioned the other day on the steps of the Capitol. I genuinely would strongly urge you, for a backdrop as to why we're getting shit like this, go and check out my interview with Corbell, because I think we didn't know that this was coming today. I did ask him and he wasn't sure. I think you'll get a lot of context as to why this is the kind of stuff we're getting. But yeah. Let me leave that one there, folks. Hopefully it's given you a little bit of an insight into what we've got. Maybe some folks with more time, more detailed eyes will find a lot more interesting stuff in here. But for me, release 3, proper damp squib. Properly disappointing, but not unexpected. And I think it's given us an idea of, okay, this is where we are with this stuff. Check out my interview, as I mentioned, with Jeremy Corbell. It'll be up on YouTube later today. Richard Dolan is on with me later tonight. That'll be out this weekend for members and Monday for folks on the free feeds. If you want to sign up to a membership across any platform, you'll get access to Richard Dolan early. And I think I've got Richard for a couple of hours tonight. Any questions you can send over today, Friday, the 12th of June, get them over ASAP. This release has actually been a bit of a pain in my arse because I was really busy today. Sorting all the Corbell stuff this morning because I was recording till late last night. I've got to sort the Richard Dolan interview, and this has come and it's just took away some of my time. But hopefully you found it useful, folks. At least you know where you are now. Release 3 in the bin. Let's do better, folks involved in this. But yeah, I think we're in the middle of a fight. We're seeing the pushback. We're seeing the pushback in real time. But if you've enjoyed me doing this, folks, like, subscribe, comment, sign up to a membership. Thank you to everyone who jumped into the chat this afternoon. Hundreds of you watching, which is incredible. I put this on at a couple of minutes' notice. If you're listening back, let me know your thoughts going forward then on these releases. I'm really intrigued to see what Burchett, Burleson, Luna, Moskowitz, and others now say about this. Because if folks are going to come forward and tell me that I should have liked this or I should have been happy with this, no. The answer's no, I shouldn't have been. And neither should you. That's my opinion anyway, folks. Hope you've enjoyed, and I will speak to you all very, very soon. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight. Enjoy the excitement and play today at chumbacasino.com.
Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.